beginning in verse 12 of the 17th chapter, and the ten horns which you saw. Here was a ten-horned, seven-headed beast dominated by a woman, a great fallen woman, that is revealed in Isaiah 47 as the Lady of the Kingdoms, a woman who is called the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth, a woman who is depicted as drunken with the blood of the saints, a woman who resides in a city of seven hills, a woman who says she is the Lady of the Kingdoms, an eternal city, a woman that has concourse or intercourse, if you will, in governments, and that actually meddles in the affairs of politics and yet is a great universal church organization. Now that prophecy is well known by all of the major Protestant denominations of the 17th chapter of Revelation. If they have not been led to wonder what is the meaning of the daughters that came out of that mother church in protest, that's their problem. But verse 12 says, "And the ten horns which you saw are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast." Now, what is power as a king? Well, a king's power is absolute power. A king's power is the power of an absolute monarchy, in other words, like a dictatorship, where the king is the commander-in-chief over all of the military forces. He is the head over the economy. He's the lawmaker. He is at once the embodiment of the three various divisions of government and, of course, has absolute power and control. So it's showing 10 dictatorships or 10 governments that are under an absolutism form of government. These have one mind, verse 13. Now that means that they are completely agreed with regard to policy, especially foreign policy. It means one goal, one purpose, one program, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Now, the power and the strength of a king is obviously the strength of the economy of his nation, the masses of the populaces that make up his people, and the intelligence and the talent, the inventiveness, the capability for work and production that is there, and of course the military strength and the wealth, basically, of that nation. Now, when 10 nations give such power into the hands of a military conglomerate, you are dealing immediately with a power much greater than that of the United States of America. Now, it is true that if you take any one of them separately by itself, the United States, in terms of GNP, in terms, rather, of its military capability, is greater than, say, France, greater than Belgium or the Netherlands, greater than little Luxembourg, for sure, greater than West Germany. But when you put all of those together and then you add the nations of Poland, Czechoslovakia, perhaps Romania, some of the other nations of Eastern Europe, we don't know whether Hungary will go along, Bulgaria, very likely, and I could almost go out on a limb and say definitely Austria. But when you put 10 nations together, including some of the largest and the most productive and the most viable of the Eastern European nations, and don't forget East Germany, which will be united together with Germany, making only one nation, but that still today is looked upon as a separate East European nation. When you put all 10 of them together, then you have, in terms of population, a nation bigger than the United States, and you have, in terms of productivity, of GNP, of arms, of the number of men that they could put under arms or would already be under arms, and of course, even in nuclear capability, in space age capability, you've got a power, a nation there that could loom larger very quickly than the United States of America. Now it says, these will have one mind, verse 13, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. Now if you don't believe in biblical prophecy, you don't believe a word of that anyway. So all you've got to do is just say, well, you're listening to a crackpot, enjoy the chuckle, enjoy the time, but then just keep in the back of your head and say, I remember this character that I thought was a crackpot one time talking about reunification of Germany and about Eastern European nations becoming a part of a Western alliance with Germany at its helm. I remember him talking about a 10-nation combine that was going to attack, and if we don't repent, actually destroy and subjugate and carry away captive a remnant of the American people. Ha ha, what a joke. But then, if in the faint glimmer of your recollection, when such an ultimate catastrophe befalls the American people, you might just remember. Remember this too, that probably it won't be too late. if God has not yet called you and opened your mind today. For you, even then, to get down on your knees, to call out to God in broken-hearted repentance, and to cry out to God to save your life and to save your loved ones, and especially to forgive your sins and to save you. Because the Bible depicts that there are going to be, and you might be one of them, 144,000 human individuals who will probably not know what their ancient racial origins really were, and these are depicted in the 7th chapter of Revelation. And there will be 12,000 of them from every one of the ancient tribes of Israel save the tribe of Dan. And instead, Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh are given 12,000 apiece, a double portion. There is a reason for that. I happen to believe Dan is Ireland. If you take a look at what's happening between Ireland and England, if you look all the way down through history and you look at the future, and to the fact that very likely, and here again I'm going to go out on the limb and at least say that I believe it is very, very likely that Ireland may be one of the 10, but that England will not be. That Ireland, because it is Catholic and anti-British, may actually cooperate with the United States of Europe. If not a direct member of the 10, it may be a satellite nation, a nation in complete political and military cooperation. Be that as it may, the time is going to come when 144,000 people are going to get down on their knees and call out to God, but they're not going to do it until the bombs begin to fall. They're not going to do it until the very last moment when they see the back of their great nation broken. It is going to take miraculous events of such global import that it will be like Armageddon has come before those people are going to repent. And that's the way a lot of people are. They've got to see it. Seeing's believing. They're going to wait until the last moment. And the Bible goes on in that 7th chapter of Revelation to talk about another vast, innumerable, uncountable, huge sea of human beings, maybe numbering into the millions, who knows, who will have heard this warning message and who will at that time, even though they are not a member of the 144,000 with a special calling on into the government and the kingdom of God, they will at that time repent because they will be so shocked with what they see in world conditions. Well, I'm saying that the 10 nations that will rise, that will fulfill this prophecy, are going to include some of the Eastern European nations. And the minute the former pope died and Cardinal Wojtyla of Krakow took over and we had a Polish pope, I predicted right then and there, as I had been before that time, that Poland was going to be one of those nations. I've said that for 20-some years, but I knew that the present pope was going to be instrumental in wresting communist control away. Eventually, though there may be some wars and some upsets before it happens, it's going to occur. And some of the Eastern European nations are going to comprise part of the 10.